My friend Tom Harness, Harness Digital Marketing, is in the studio. It's good to see you, pal.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me, Tom.
I literally was, you know, seeing this story growing and going, the first thing I thought of was, I got to call Tom and talk to him about this. People are always looking to steal, and online theft grows every day, and identity theft grows every day. And, you know, it's one of the things, no matter what security precautions you get, humans are incredibly inventive.
Absolutely.
And they find new ways to get at you. The one we want to talk about today is fake apps. And these apps are the applications that you use to shop online. Now, first off, fake apps, people, how you can do that? I thought Google did a search. I thought they made sure these things were safe before they were put up.
Yeah, the Google Play Store, the Google Play Store and the Apple Store both have requirements before you submit. However, Apple has an ecosystem that's pretty much more stringent. However, they came through. Funny thing, you know, when Google Apps became big about 3-5 years ago, the big thing was, why do we need all these fart apps, right?
Right.
And there was like 5,000 of those.
This will put a fake mustache on you.
Exactly. Now they've gotten a little more sophisticated, and the overwhelming number of apps being submitted daily, a lot of these companies are not basically reviewing them fast enough. So they're taking, you know, little rubric checks to see if they meet basic requirements, and they push them through.
Yeah, and you see this offer, and you're going, I get the toy that I can't find anywhere. I get, what, 25% off if I buy? Since they don't have to do it, that's one of their lures. Download this app, and you'll get huge, incredible savings.
Yeah, and they definitely prey on women, because that's obviously the shopping market, and that's majority of women that are on social media and online. But, you know, recently Coach offered 20% off shoes and accessories and bags.
Coach bags.
Guess what? It wasn't Coach.
Now, how do you know it's fake? Because it's weird, because recently I had an attack on my computer, and a warning box came up that looked like it was Microsoft. I mean, everything was right, but the blue was off. And that's when I yelled back to engineer Bob and said, Bob, this doesn't look good, buddy. Because the blue was just a little off. That's one of the ways. Sometimes Finish Line, the fake app that they were out.
Right.
I think they had an extra E they put on Finish.
Yes, that's one of the biggest things. So many of these apps are developed overseas. They're developed in countries in Europe and Asia. They're all over. So technically, their grammar isn't always good. So what you do, you look for the spelling. Next thing you do is you look for how they've described the app. If there's a lot of misspellings, abort, abort. You know, it's like danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger.
If they don't know how to spell sneaker, right, then that's one of the options.
It's S-N-E-E-K-E-R, right?
Yeah, right. See, you get this. But see, by the time we see some of this, Tom, it's already too late.
Right. And you know what? Many times that people are downloading these apps, they're late at night. They're early in the morning. They're not always during the day when we're always on our A game.
Right.
So we're tired. We don't pay attention. We see that. We go. A lot of this is social engineering. This goes back to the Steve Mitnick days, you know, with the Captain Crunch whistle and hacking in the phone.
I was thinking more of a predator hunt and seek and gather.
Well, there you go.
Right. I'm going to get the best thing for my tribe when I get this, and it's compelling.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the other items we talked about, these clearinghouses, like, you know, Google Play, where all these apps are.
Yep.
They say the glaring omission, and largely the reviews.
Yeah, you got to look at the reviews. Warning number one: no reviews. Don't download a brand new app. Doesn't mean it's not good. Don't be the person that beta tested. Just wait. Next, look at all the reviews. Now, here's what happens. Some of these countries have fake people to do fake reviews, so they inflate the review system. So if you go in and you see that they've got 500
five stars,
guess what? You still need to look to see how many one stars they have, because in your mind, you're thinking, oh, 500, that's good. But guess what? They might have 1,000, 2,000 bad reviews.
All right. The whole idea behind this fake app is they want to know about you. And it may be for one company where you want to buy sneakers, but they want the information so they can say, well, I'm going to call the electronics store. I'm going to go online. I'm going to use the information I stole from you. And I'm going to do an in-store pickup.
Right.
And then I'm gone.
Right. I mean, you can hack. There's so many different ways that they can utilize this information. Mostly it's for open market. They want credit cards. They want passwords. You know, a majority of us use the same password on everything. So if we enter it once, we can go to Amazon, we can go to PayPal, and we can go in and get access to all the information that that someone could have. So the hackers are smart. The other thing is just having buying habits. Some of this, remember, the apps and Facebook and social media at its core is to collect data to bring us more information that's tailored to us. The problem is, who's controlling that, who gets that, and who's telling us what we want to hear and see? That's the problem.
Do you think the people of Illinois know that the state sells their private information so that they can make money in the state of Illinois?
I would say the ones that listen to your show do. But other than that, probably not.
I don't think people understand what... And to me, I understand it, but I don't think I fully grasp it. Reach and grasp and technology are an interesting subject. I know it exists, but I don't think I totally grasp it yet.
You know, any time that you see an acceptable use policy, every time you see something pops up that says, do you agree to this? You have to understand at its core, you are saying you're giving up your information. You just need to start getting that in your head. If you are clicking anything to agree with the terms of anything, you are giving up your right to your information.
Your contact list, the photos on your phone.
To the extreme, yes. Now, not everybody uses that, but yes, you got to start thinking that, am I willing to give all this up? And a majority of Americans are willing to do that.
All right. Now, here's the thing, because you did it. It's your fault. You used the word social engineering. And the fact that we puke up so much personal information. All right, let's take a look. You're out in your front yard, and you're playing with your dog and your kids.
Yep.
And what a great picture. And there you say, and here's my dog and the dog's name, and there's the kid and my kid's name, and there's my address in the background. You
yep.
can see it on the mailbox. You've just given them two or three likely passwords and where you live.
Absolutely.
From one picture.
From one picture. You can actually give more. I mean, you can get more information from that. You can see what time. So when are you going to be outside?
Yep.
Right? I mean,
and the geo stamp.
Yeah. I mean, you can just go in. I can go online on Instagram and just click up the location for River Radio.
Right.
And I can find out everybody that's taking photos here.
All right. So here's what you do. When it comes to these fakes, the first line, I mean, you're going out and you want to save money. I get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And here's the thing. You're thinking, well, I don't shop online. I went to a Carbondale store. They invited me to use their online app to save money. All right. It's the store. I know it is. So that they can alert me the next time the pair of shoes I want is in stock or whatever the case. It doesn't have to be some far away Neiman Marcus. It can be Dillard's. It can be any of a long list. And Dillard's is, I think, one of the ones that has a big cap, too. You've got to look out for this stuff. And the problem is, you and I could sit here all day and read the list of companies that are already being hacked and their fake images being used, and we'd still be here tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely.
It's changing.
It was UGG, Dillard's, Dollar Tree, Zappos, New Balance. It goes on and on. When you talk about going into the store, that's the best place to do it. You go in, they say download it, but then you say, is this the app? Because they still have fake one-off words above and below it. They're even doing fake ones for competitors that don't even have it. Two out of three retailers do not have an app. So you need to think about, hey, this store probably doesn't have one. Let me ask them. If you don't, go to the website and see if they have one.
All right. There you go. Is that really the bottom line here, Tom? Go to the business's website and see their app there. Don't get it from a second or especially someone who sends you an email.
Absolutely. Go to the store inside or go to the website. See if they have a link. 9 times out of 10, they will. If they don't have an in-store link or to a QR code to scan to bring it up, then don't download it or ask. Just ask the store.
All right. Here's the other thing, Tom. I know, you know, with Harness Digital Marketing, we're speaking with Tom Harness. Small town USA, losing tax base because of online shopping.
Absolutely.
Is something that I'm watching very close. I wonder how this is going to wash out because, you know, when I was talking to a delivery guy, how's it going? Oh, you know, I spend my day delivering toilet paper now. Right? I spend my day being a meal delivery guy now. So much is coming through the door, and we're not buying it at our local store. I worry about our local tax base in relationship to online shopping.
I'm going to challenge that. I wonder if our businesses need to evolve and not necessarily change the brick and mortar, but we need to diversify our business models in rural America to compete with that. I'm just wondering. Obviously, not everything is still taxed online, but it is an opportunity, and it is a revenue. Not every business is. But someone saw an opportunity. It's easy. When delivery came out, that was the big thing. Everybody said the delivery killed restaurants. No, it didn't. There's still a core amount of people that want to eat as a family and go out. There's still people that want to go out, but they have to. We have to give them a reason, Tom. We have to give them a reason to come to our store or a reason to buy our stuff online. So I think that even though it's taking away from our tax base for some of our revenues for our state and even our businesses, I still think there's an opportunity that we need to help these companies, these businesses evolve. It's hard. We need to rethink outside the box.
Bought a pizza online the other day.
Domino's?
No.
Which another, one?
A local.
That's awesome.
A local.
I love it.
Pizza. Put my order on the app, order it the way I want, hold the tomatoes, because I wanted to see if they could do it. Paid online. Guy shows up at my door. I've already tipped him. He's already been paid. And I've tracked him right down to the minute when he's going to show up with my hot pizza that's created locally.
How'd you like it?
I loved it. I love the convenience. It was really do this. And I go do whatever I'm going to do. And I'm like, all right, he's going to be there. And then 15 minutes later, they're emailing going, how was dinner?
Yeah. And they got a review back from you.
Right.
Love it.
This is the way, because when you said challenge, that was the first thing I thought
of.
There are people who are
task.
Responding that way.
And it's not easy for businesses to do that.
And quite frankly, I don't want to be the pizza driver. They're watching me every minute. Right? There's all kinds of different aspects to it.
Right.
Hey, thanks for coming in too, Tom. Appreciate
it. No problem.
Any last minute thoughts on fake apps and shopping online? Because you touched on something, and that is don't use the same password for everything.
Yeah. You know, I'm writing a blog article. We'll have it out on Harness Digital Marketing that actually is going to have these tips. So that way you have it easily, readily for you. There's about 5 tips that you can follow. The big one is just don't download it. Look for the spelling typos. Go to the website and just be safe. Don't look for the best deal.
Right. Be paranoid.
Be a little bit. But enjoy the holiday shopping season.